Hi, boys. Hi, it's Tawny. Tawny R. LaFontaine. As you can see, I'm not in the studio as I promised to be. There's a bit of an emergency here. I actually can't be on the phone very long, so I got to make this very short because I'm not supposed to be on the phone in here. I'm in the pet emergency room. Becky, my hamster. Well, what happened was Jermaine got a little tipsy and decided that it would be funny to feed my hormone medicine to my hamster Becky, as well as one of my dogs, Lorraine Louise Cottonball McDaniels. Lorraine was doing fine, as I've had her on a regimen for a while, but Becky, however, did not fare so well with the hormone medicine. So I had to rush her to the hospital, and we're here. I don't know. It doesn't look very good right now, but I'm hoping that the doctors can work the magic and get her back to health. So I know that you had lined up Crystal Quebecois to come in and do a counseling session. I'm hoping that she can reschedule because it's something I definitely would like to do. But, you know, family comes first. So here I am. The doctor's coming out right now. Actually, I have to go. So have a good show. Bye.
That's hot.
Do you love it?
Hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
How's everybody feeling today? Hello, how are you?
I'm Aria.
Nico Hula, how are you? Oh,
so glad to see you again.
You look good. You're wearing a sweater already, Hula?
I know, it's a little early in the season.
All right, it is short sleeves, I'll give you that. Very low cut, Hula. Look at those jaws.
You could get a little upset and finish that.
Sorry. And what is this group we have here today?
I don't know.
You know what? Let's all take a seat. Take a seat, everybody.
Yeah, everybody sit down.
We'd like to introduce this group. You know, every once in a while, almost every week, we have a special group here.
Yeah.
We do group sales.
Yes.
So if anybody has a group and you want to come be on the show, this week we have the Astoria Park Senior Tai Chi Club.
Yep.
I see you guys down there on the weekends practicing.
Great shape, too.
You guys look great.
Yeah.
Don't ya? Vula, do you? No. You look great, Vula. I just thought maybe you did some of this Tai Chi stuff.
I mean, she looks interested, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, maybe you can...
You guys, you know, get some information out there.
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay.
Well, Joe,
yeah.
Now they're all situated.
Uh-huh.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
God, I feel like it's been like 3 weeks.
I know, it's been a while.
Ridiculous.
Busy.
Everyone misses you.
I know, I've missed being here.
So, tell us, where have you been?
Well, let's see. There's just been a lot going on. I had my 30th birthday
party. Which everyone knows about.
Right, so everyone knows about that. And then right after that, we rented a house in Cape Cod.
Ooh.
And spent a week there doing pretty much nothing but sitting on the beach. So that's where I was.
Good for you.
Yeah, so,
good
you know.
Good for you.
Been
well,
busy.
And now you're back and you're in full effect.
Here, yeah.
And we're
here.
Very excited about it. Well, and I think Gil, how are you? First
Hi,
of all,
yeah.
Second of all, I guess. How are
second.
You, Gil? you know, Gil had a little soiree at his house last week.
I did not know.
It was very nice. Very
sorry
last
I
minute.
Missed it.
Yeah, a little barbecue. Oh, you know, here's what we talk about.
No,
he's so embarrassed.
He really doesn't like that at all.
Your kids are adorable, though. Adorable.
Really? I didn't even know he had kids.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess I've heard some rumors, but no one really... Gil is a bit of an enigma.
Isn't
really.
He? A mystery.
Yeah, he really doesn't like to share too much about himself. So that's nice that he invited everyone over.
It was really nice. Well, not everyone.
Well, invited you over.
Tawny wasn't there.
Well, yeah. Well,
so,
yeah, we'll get to that later.
Yeah. And speaking of special guests. And
yeah,
all that,
yeah.
I know we have someone special here today.
Do we?
I think that we do. Oh, we must, because there's the music. There's the music. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. I don't even know who this is, so...
Well, you will when you see him, because who doesn't know him?
Right.
Better on the blog
I think I know
times.
Who you're talking about now. I think
Better
I know who it is.
A few times.
Right.
If you're on gay.com, you know. Ladies and gentlemen, my friend and yours,
yeah.
The one, the only, Steven.
Steven.
Ooh. Come on up, Steven. How are you?
I'm good, hey, guys. Steven. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Good to see you. Good to be back.
Isn't it nice?
Nice to be back.
We always love having you.
Yeah, we love to have you.
Isn't it nice to see me?
It is nice to see you.
I thought so.
It's even better to see Joe, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that's because no one ever sees Joe because he goes on vacations and has birthdays.
Which was a fabulous party. That was a fabulous party,
thank
Joe.
You.
By
thank
the
you.
Way.
Everyone's talking about
everyone
it.
Enjoyed it.
And speaking of partying, we really need to get this party started.
Right.
Yeah.
And in order to do that, I think we all need a mimosa.
I think that is an order.
And there's only one person.
I only drink my mimosas from one person.
That can make me a mimosa.
Exactly.
Is she... Oh, hold on. There's Tawny.
She's peeking her head out the door.
Oh.
We weren't ready for you yet,
no,
Tawny. We're going to do the introduction. Are you...
Is there a problem?
What, Tawny, do you need something?
Hey,
or?
Steven over here.
You know, let us do the introduction first. Let us,
God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Steven, please. Steven.
Hold on.
Steven.
She's still...
Yeah.
I don't know what she's... Gil, can you just... I think she has a note. Can you go grab that from her? She doesn't want to come out. Just go grab that. She's got some paper that she's waving. So.
Something's going on over there.
So unprofessional.
All right. Okay. Then just handed me this note. Do you want to read it? I don't...
Yeah.
I can't even read that.
I think it's, can you please send over Steven? I need his... Help.
Oh, okay. Steven,
yeah.
Would you mind?
No, not at all.
It's kind of odd.
It's a little unorthodox.
Let me help
Although Steven
out.
Is far from a special guest anymore.
I guess that's true, but, you know, I would
I'm
think
excited
that...
excited to see this.
All right.
Do we need special music? Or
so
just,
do we need... Do, should
are
we,
you guys... Are y'all set over there?
Why don't you... They're getting stuff together.
Right,
why don't we continue the introduction?
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, a good friend of ours that hasn't really been featured on the show in the last couple weeks.
No.
Someone very the backbone, really.
The backbone,
mimosa.
Yes.
The maker of mimosas.
Uh-huh.
Person who sends out our faxes and answers our phones. And,
yep, and does our errands. And
now, they don't always get completed, but
she tries.
Out. She tries.
Yeah, and her heart's in the right place.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tawny the Tranny Arlafontaine. Tawny? Are you... Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, the original. The original.
I see.
MySpace Tranny. Now I get what she said.
Ladies and gentlemen, the original.
MySpace Tranny.
Tawny the Tranny.
Arlafontaine.
Hello, everybody. Hello. Hi. How are you? How are you? Steven, take this.
Oh, okay.
I can't take everything, Steven. Take the muffins.
All right.
Hi. Hi, Nico. Hi, Vola. So nice to see you all. Thank you. You're so kind. Steven, the muffins need to go over there. Put them right now.
Oh,
no,
over here? Oh,
hi.
Oh.
Hi, everybody. All right. Put the muffins over there.
Okay.
Take this from me.
All right.
I have to go shake hands with the audience.
All right, I got it. Thanks.
All right. You got it?
Yep.
Okay, don't spill it.
Okay.
Hi, thank you for coming. Thank you. Hi. Okay, the rose is beautiful. Thank you so much. Oh, I'm so glad that you came to see my show. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Steven, no, Steven, that's not
what?
Where I said to put
it. I'm sorry.
Put it over there.
Okay, oh, I will. All right.
No.
Oh, no?
No.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, right there. Thank you.
Oh, good, okay. All right. God.
Hello, James. Hello, Joe. It's so nice to see
Hi.
You both again.
It is. It's great to have you back.
I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, we're really glad to have you
here. Yeah, it's nice for everyone
you.
To be here again.
It is. It's like Christmas with your relatives. You're excited about it, but you don't really enjoy yourself.
Right, right.
No,
nice.
I'm just kidding. I have so much fun here. So
I think we should, before we do anything else.
Yeah.
I think, you know, it's been a while since we've actually told the audience the secret to our special mimosa.
Well, I was
right.
just
That's right.
mmming about how delicious my mimosa is,
right,
actually.
Right,
oh, yeah,
Tawny brought out a pre-prepared batch, but there's always room for another batch. So
yeah, that's true.
Tawny, why don't you go ahead and just tell us all how we make our mimosas here at Sunday Morning Mimosa.
Yeah, how do we like our mimosas?
How do we do that?
Okay, it's taken me quite a while to perfect the method, but I think I've got it down now. Basically, you take a fresh orange and just cut, I'd say, you know, I usually get out a ruler and try to get, you know, less than a centimeter thick. wedge of the orange itself, and then you take as cheap as you can find champagne. You know, we buy it in stock, and I think it comes out to be about 50 cents a bottle. And, you know, you take the bottle, and then you also need a big gulp, one of those big cups from 7-Eleven. So you take your big gulp, which is what we use here for the boys, and you fill it to the brim, almost, just leave a little bit of room, just a tiny bit of room. And after you got it filled, you take that little piece of orange that you had, and you just squeeze it just enough to get a drop in there, just for a little bit of color. And then there you have it. You have the perfect mimosa. And it's quantity, not quality. That's what we say here. That's what's written on the wall in the back. So, there's your mimosa.
That is exactly right, Tom.
That's right.
That's how I like my mimosa.
Mm-hmm. I know you do.
And, you know, we have quantity over quality on the wall.
Yeah.
In the back for a reason.
Right.
That's right. Really? That's
we
right.
just want to.
I mean, it really applies to everyday life,
it
really.
It does.
I mean,
yeah.
When you think about it.
Why not have more?
It can apply to so much.
So many things.
Oh, so many. You're right. So many.
You're right.
I don't care how, you know, money is made as
right.
long as they have a lot of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's always better to have more.
Exactly. And other things.
And other things.
Oh. You know? Mimosas.
Which shall remain nameless.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Steve.
This is a Christian show, as my Aunt Anita would say.
Yeah.
speaking of my Aunt Anita Tawny.
Yeah.
These muffins look very familiar.
Do they?
We don't normally have muffins.
No, usually
Joe
we don't.
Joe and I are
no,
watching our...
Don't.
All right,
girlish figures.
And we don't like the, you know, the bread itself to soak up all the alcohol.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Why drink it all then?
Right, exactly. You're just negating
so,
it.
Tony, am I right in assuming that these muffins are from my Aunt Anita, from our Pearls of Wisdom segment here on Sunday Morning Mimosa?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess you are right. And she succeeded in, you know, sending over these muffins so she can get a plug-in for her little segment that... that you boys decided to give her. You know, I just don't understand it. I just won't get it. I just don't get it. You know, and by the way, Bethany is fine. Thanks for asking. Glad we got to that before we got your Aunt Anita. But anyway, you know, so I was sitting in the pet emergency room this weekend, and I know we haven't talked about it because no one bothered to ask, but, you know, we had a little emergency at our house, which you heard in the message earlier. And, you know, I'm sitting there wondering whether I'm going to have a hamster anymore or not. And I just kept thinking to myself, why? Why do good things like getting your own segment on Sunday Morning Mimosa happen to people like your aunts, you're both your aunts? And I'm sitting in a pet emergency room wondering if my hamster's going to die because my boyfriend decided to feed her my hormones. Now, why is that? How is that fair? I just don't
Tawny.
Oh, Tawny, I mean, you have your own place here. I mean, you brought so much to the show that you're so much part of the show. We didn't really think of you needing your own segment
didn't.
Of it, you know?
No. Yeah, and on top of all that, you know, thank God Bethany was all right, but I'm still dealing with the fact that my two Japanese fighting fish, Mr. Bojangles and Elena Haraz, who died 6 months last week, and no one said anything about it. No one's mentioned it to me. And no one sent their condolences. And, you know, I'm dealing with that on top of everything else with Bethany. And it's just, I just don't understand why so many good things come to them and not to me. You know, I just don't get it.
Oh, Tawny, you know,
We're sorry, Tawny.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't realize.
I didn't, yeah, I thought that you would, you know, it's been 6 months. I thought, well, I guess everyone takes it in their own time.
Yeah, it's not.
I'm really sorry,
Tawny. I mean,
Tawny.
Come on. You know, I haven't even brought myself to get rid of them yet. They're still in the little vase jar thing, decaying. You know, and then, you know, one of my dogs got into it. And, you know, anyway. And then on top of all that, I've been on the Special K diet for months and months. I've not lost a pound yet. I'm so sick of it. Just to think of eating Special K makes me nauseous. But I'm still downing it every day, twice a day, and then a sensible dinner. And I have not lost 1 pound. And, you know, I've been trying so hard because Jermaine, you know, he just doesn't find me as attractive as he used to. He just doesn't, we don't have that spark like we used to. And I don't know what that is. And then, I had my week reserved at the pool, at Happy Oaks Trailer Park. And, who's out there but those Jezebels, Lola and Candy, the strippers that lived with us for a little while. I mean, they're not living with us, thank God, anymore. But they're just flaunting themselves around. They don't even live there. Just flaunting around. And, you know, every man in the trailer park's probably had a piece of that. And I just don't appreciate it. And it just keeps coming back to pearls of wisdom for me. I just don't understand it. I'll never get it. Why I can't have something like that. Just something.
You know, Tony, I'm surprised to see this in you. Usually you look on the bright side of things.
I do. I try to stay positive. I try to, you know, look at things from a different way and try to make the best out of things. But
you do, yeah.
Right.
I just don't understand. I'll never understand why I can't have my own segment on the show.
Tony,
why
but
I
it's
can't,
not...
you know, get ahead. Why I can't catch a break. It just doesn't make sense to me. Why am I sitting in a pet emergency room for a hamster? Why did my orphanage burn down? Why doesn't my boyfriend love me? Why was I born with a penis? I just... Oh, great. Now my IBS is kicking in. Great. Just great. And still, no one has asked about Bethany. Well, I'll tell you, she's still alive, but she's in intensive care. On a lot of medications and IVs, and it's costing me a lot of money, but I'm hoping that she will pull through. We're all praying that she'll pull through. So
good.
Be at my hamster side right now, which is where I need to be.
Okay.
So you just enjoy your muffins and enjoy your pearls of wisdom or whatever else you want to peddle on this show. I'll be in next week. I'll see you boys later.
All right, well, all be
right,
careful, Tawny.
Yeah, just...
All right, we'll see you later.
Oof.
Bye, Tawny.
Oof.
I think it's...
What happened?
I think it's a good thing she left when she did.
Yeah.
I
think she might have needed that counseling session more and more.
Yeah. If you guys didn't listen last week, we were supposed to have Tawny on, and we had her life coach here, Crystal Quebecois, who's going to do a special on-air counseling session with Tawny.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Tawny didn't show up, so...
Well... She had a reason.
She had Bethany.
Yeah.
That's a long time for a hamster to be in intensive care.
It is. I can't imagine how much money that costs to have. I mean, I know, you know, pets are great now, but it's probably
for a hamster?
A lot of money for a hamster. Well,
Steven.
Hey, Steven.
You're here still.
We're actually going to talk to you this time.
Yeah,
we usually have you on and you just sit there. And
looking pretty.
Yeah.
Do I?
What's the latest? What's going on?
Not much is going on. I mean, I came back from San Francisco.
Oh, tell us about San Francisco.
It was great. I love San Francisco. I think it's a beautiful city. Wonderful city.
It's
gorgeous.
Gay.
It's gay.
It's very gay.
Very gay.
No.
So you fit
right
in.
I fit
right
in.
Gay
I was in a gay place on vacation.
No.
Yes.
You?
Me.
No.
No, I'm kidding. But no, it was a really great vacation. I really enjoyed
it.
Cool.
Any other exciting plans for the rest of summer? Or?
What's
really?
Left of it?
Yeah,
really?
No, what's left of it? Exactly.
It's getting cold. We were just talking about this in the green room. It's getting colder at
it
night.
It is.
It is getting colder.
I enjoy the cold nights.
No, I do.
I do.
I stepped out the other morning and I went...
Oh.
It smells like fall.
I like fall.
It was chilly. I like fall too.
I do.
But although you know what, I hate how hot it gets here in the city.
See, I am done with the heat.
Yeah.
And it hasn't really been that hot. I mean, there's been some hot
it's
times, but
sticky.
it hasn't
been
and
that
I
hot
just
summer,
hate
though.
Being hot.
See,
and
yeah,
I'm
that's what
done
is.
With it. Like,
yeah.
I want to have the windows open and not the air conditioner on.
Exactly.
And I want it to be cold at night.
I love that where you can open your windows at night and you freeze your ass off.
Yes.
I love
do
it.
You?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'll take a blanket and cold anytime before hot because I just can't deal with it. Ugh.
Yeah, I'd rather have a blanket and cold than hot and naked.
Yeah, there you go. It's sticky and sweaty, gross.
That.
Yeah.
Totally.
That would be fun.
Totally.
Would it be fun to make those bumper stickers?
Yeah.
For
that,
oh, okay.
You know.
And what are you guys doing this Labor Day weekend? Any picnics or?
I didn't even know it was Labor Day weekend until you said it.
Are you
to be
kidding?
Honest,
like,
yeah.
once Labor Day comes, it's the end.
Oh, it's over.
It's over.
I'll be happy that there'll be less tourists in the city. That's what I'll be happy about for at least a month, and then it'll be Christmas people. So.
Exactly.
Can you believe there's Halloween stuff in the stores already?
Everything's Halloween now.
You know.
Yeah.
There's like 3 months, right?
They
2 months.
Three.
Two.
Well,
two.
Yeah.
Well,
two and a half.
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure people are going to buy this stuff in early October, so about a month. It's about a month, really.
What are we doing for Halloween this year?
I don't know.
We don't even know yet.
Better get moving.
We can't, I don't want to say what.
No, it won't be. We have some things in the works.
We do have some very elaborate things worked out, but
there will
we do need to get a start in these things.
There will be costumes.
I
know that. I already asked for
that. That will definitely have to be a video segment.
Yes.
What day is Halloween this year?
It's like a Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh.
I asked for the next day off, like I did.
I know.
I already did.
See, if you do it now, they don't realize.
Yep.
I better work the...
Oh, I better do that.
You better. I mean, they're not going to care.
I think I have a doctor's appointment, so...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But yeah, it's nice that we actually can go out here in the city on, you know, on Halloween, because everywhere else, you have to wait till the... Either, it's, like, ambiguous. If it's not on a weekend, like, do you dress up the weekend before?
Yeah,
do you dress up the weekend after?
Exactly.
No, I'm just the one day.
Are you guys dressing up for work?
I think so.
We have to for work.
We don't
like
have
Saturday.
To.
Saturday. Usually, like, whatever, Saturday before or Saturday after.
Did you do, like, a theme or...
No,
just
you know, we just dress whatever, I'm, you know.
I think that I'll dress up for my job.
Do they do
it's
that?
I don't know what I'm going to dress up. Why not? I don't care.
Why not?
I think I might just use my Mario costume from last year.
Ooh.
Just because it's easy. And
no,
would
that
so.
Be approved because...
I don't know. Competing. The only thing I've heard that you can't do any Disney characters. Like, you can't dress up as a... Because... There's a very strict, you know, like, because we have, right, I work for Disney, so, and we have,
for Disney,
right, and we have character,
in some capacity, we'll say,
right,
protect your,
thank you, my anonymity,
yeah, your anonymity,
my anonymity, well, we have characters visit us at work, so we can't, like, I couldn't be Pluto, and then Pluto's up on the third floor, you know, and see the,
oh, I see,
so that's why we can't do anything like that.
Oh, wow.
But they'll, do you think they'll allow you to dress up as
I think so.
Characters?
I'll be, it's not competing. Yeah. I'll be a plumber. In quotes.
I'll
be Lario.
Lario.
Jario.
That's what will I be at my office job?
There was some weak talk from other coworkers about doing a Brady Bunch thing, too. I don't know if
that's
going to happen.
That's cute, though.
If we can all get together and
it's
do
been
that.
Done. It's been done.
I know.
You have more than six coworkers, don't you?
Well,
yeah, but I mean, just the cool people.
Well,
the
you could,
fun people.
Well, let's see, you could do the main six, the kids. You could do the mother
and
father.
Then we already have the mother. We have it all cast. We have Alice and Sam.
You have Sam, too?
Oh, absolutely. Alice and Sam are the best.
Sam.
Actually, the most fitting.
I love Alice.
The butcher.
I love Alice.
I love the movies.
You know, back in the day when she was hot, she came to my family's restaurant.
Really?
No.
And our listener, I've never talked about this before. My family owns an inn.
Right.
Upstate. And it used to be, it still is, but back in the day, old TV and movie stars used to come there all the time to, like, get away from it all.
Oh.
So, yeah, the Addams Family cast from the TV show. The Brady Bunch, Saturday Night Live characters from, like, the 80s and the early 80s, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Woody Harrelson.
I have a Alice story myself, actually.
Really?
Ambi Davis is her real name.
Ambi?
I actually, this is how big of a dork me and my friends are. We were able to skip school one day because she was signing her cookbook at a local bookstore. So I had to go.
From where we're from?
Yeah, yeah. It was a paper cutter. Do you remember the paper cutter stores that... Make me really
why
old.
Was she signing?
I don't know. I don't know why she was, but she is. I have the cookbook still. It's signed by her. Got to be
is
there.
There,
got to
there
with
or what?
I never even looked at it, to be honest with you. But yeah.
You thought it was cool at Alice's.
Just thought it would be cool to get Alice's autograph and fire book. So there you go.
Who doesn't love Alice?
Oh.
I was just going to go into my other stories about Alice and
Gil,
no,
you know,
Gil is like, you guys are so boring.
Whatever, Gil, just because you don't like TV or, I don't know, who knows what Gil's like.
Gil's
Gil
so
likes.
Cranky.
He is.
Can't
I'll tell you what Gil likes. Gil likes, well, I won't go into
that.
Well, can't figure Gil out.
Oh!
I figured Gil out.
Did you?
It was a long time you were away, Joe. I figured some stuff out.
You're going to have to tell me some stuff in the green room later. I want details.
By the way, the green room is red now.
Oh!
Oh!
Well.
No, I'm just kidding. Love you, Gail. Love you, Gail. You know I like to give you a hard time.
Yeah.
But thank you
literally.
For listening.
Oh!
Thank right. you guys for listening.
Alright, Gil's really upset.
Oh,
alright, we need to wrap it up.
He's turning red.
Gil is turning red.
He is not.
It doesn't
happy.
Take much to turn him red.
Not at, oh my gosh. Is that another one?
No.
You better stop. He's.
Oh.
I think Gil just left.
Oh.
Good job.
Gil.
You got some work to do afterwards.
You better apologize.
Well,
to
I'll
Gil.
Do my work afterwards. No, I just can't
make Gil laugh.
I always joke with Gil.
He just
doesn't
appreciate
it.
He's cranky today. All
right, well, let's wrap this up.
All right, okay, everybody.
Thank you for listening. Make sure you call our listener line.
Yeah, do you want to give that out?
I do, 206 600-7364. And if you called, I know we got some calls this week. We will get to you.
Yeah.
We really like the questions for Crystal K. Bikwa and Anita and Gina and for Tawny.
Of course.
But we don't always have time to get to them. But we will at some point. So please keep calling. We love your drunk messages. Love it, love it, love it.
Love
keep
it.
Calling 206-600-7364. Check us out on MySpace, myspace.com/Sunday Morning Mimosa. We also have our YouTube account, which features our... Pearls of Wisdom videos and a few other little silly things. And that's just youtube.com/Sunday Morning Mimosa.
Right.
And thank you everybody for checking those out. We've had a lot of people watching them, so thank you so much.
We should give out Tawny's MySpace as well. If you want to leave, it wouldn't hurt
for everyone to
come together and leave Tawny a little encouraging message. She's a little down right now. Leave some messages for Bethany, maybe. So that's... MySpace.com/TawnyTheTranny. It's TawnyTheTranny. Two N's in Tawny, two N's in Tranny.
And what does she say?
That's how you remember it.
Two N's in Tawny, two N's in Tranny.
That's how you remember it.
MySpace.com/TawnyTheTranny.
Check that out. She could use some encouragement.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening. I think we'll probably have Tawny back next week. We'll find out what's going on with her.
Right.
Hopefully things will be going better.
I think we really should work on trying to get Crystal on again, just to try to get that to happen, because I think Tawny's in a real
It's a little important. And, after my conversation, I didn't tell you this yet, Joe, and I'll just say it real quick. I know we're trying to end. After my conversation with Crystal K. Bikwa, I really felt like Tawny probably wasn't telling her everything.
Right.
She didn't really know a lot of the situation with Jermaine.
Oh.
And I don't even really know if Crystal K. Bikwa knows that Tawny's actually a man.
Really?
So I really think it's probably important for us all to get together so we can help out Tawny.
It would be, maybe a group session would help.
Yeah. So, all right.
Okay.
Well, thank you guys for joining. That'll be next week.
Yeah, have a great week.
We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.